For the Cowboys State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. I finally had a chance to go hunting a little over a week ago, and I also got to try out my shooting sticks in the field. After that hunt, I'll never go hunting without them again. I have a set of Vanguard shooting sticks I picked up several years ago. I've used them at the shooting range when I've practiced with my hunting rifles, but about a week ago, I actually got to use them on a real live hunt. I had spotted a herd of antelope with a pretty good-sized buck about 800 yards out, and I tried to get closer to him. I got to about 650 yards, and the does didn't seem to be too worried about me, but the buck was locked onto me from the moment I poked my head above the little hill I was using for cover. I edged back to where I couldn't be seen again and started working my way around to get closer when a smaller satellite buck jumped up out of the weeds. He was only about 300 yards away, but he was quite aware that I was there. I knew if I spooked him, all the goats would head for the next zip code, and I wasn't out there for a trophy anyway. So I switched my attention to this younger, smaller, closer, and most likely tastier buck. And even though he started to run toward me, he was still about 3 football fields away. That's much further than I'm comfortable shooting off-handed, and the weeds were too tall to kneel, sit, or lie down. It was the perfect test of the shooting sticks. I plunked the rifle on the sticks, gave the reticle about an inch of Kentucky windage, and squeezed the trigger. That buck dropped like a rock. I highly recommend a good set of shooting sticks. They aren't as steady as shooting from a bench, but they're a lot more steady than shooting off-handed. The set I have is an older model made by Vanguard, but it's similar to Vanguard's Pro B62 version. Steady yourself up with a set of shooting sticks. It might mean the difference between meat in the freezer or a missed opportunity. This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.